This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hour two of the show on KMOX, Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji, and we go back to the guest line today. It's been a pretty busy first few weeks of the second Donald Trump administration, and to talk about what has happened lately with us, senior CNN political pundit, also contributor to the LA Times and the Daily Mail, also worked in the George W. Bush administration, worked on Senator Mitch McConnell's staff as well. Scott Jennings is with us on KMOX. Scott, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always an honor to be on KMOX. I'm a longtime listener of the station and glad to be with you today.
Oh, because you're from Kentucky, right?
I'm a Western Kentuckian. I grew up listening to Jack Buck call the Cardinals, and I still listen to most of the games on the radio during the season. So, appreciate you have being invited.
You have the Odyssey app downloaded. That's good to know.
Yeah, I have all the apps.
Good, good. Get that one. Free, Scott.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Scott. It's fun to talk to you. I know this is our first time or my first time chatting with you. As Ranj just pointed out, a lot going on in Washington. And I'm just going to, let's start with Tulsi Gabbard, because she does have her Senate confirmation vote today, as she is Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence. And obviously, there are some concerns with her meeting with Syrian leader Assad. Mitt Romney has said she's parroted Kremlin's pro-Russia propaganda. What are your thoughts on Tulsi Gabbard, her potential as Director of National Intelligence, and whether or not she will be confirmed?
Yeah, well, I think as we have been teeing up this this conversation, she may be either confirmed or in the process of being confirmed right now. It looks like she's going to make it. Frankly, it looks like all of Trump's cabinet is going to make it, which certainly seemed to be in question some weeks ago. You know, on Gabbard, look, I think a few things can be true. Number one, I think she has said some things in the past that raised some eyebrows. There's no question about that. I personally strongly disagree with her views on Edward Snowden and his actions in betraying this country and being a traitor and so on. At the same time, you know, she is a lieutenant colonel in the United States military. She was a member of Congress. I think by statute, she's qualified to hold the job, and certainly President Trump thinks that as well. So in this particular case, it's going to be a confirmation, and I hope that when she gets into the job, she'll reassess her views on Snowden and ultimately just understand that I think in all these national security positions, you know, what are you trying to do on a daily basis? Tell the difference between right and wrong and tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And in most cases, it's not that hard to figure out. And I think that's one of the reasons Donald Trump is doing well right now, because people believe that he's leading in that way and kind of taking a common sense approach. So I think she's going to make it. And I think it also shows the power of Trump's influence in the Republican Party right now.
Yeah. And this one was the biggest concern for me. And I guess, like you said, tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. I mean, she didn't believe the United States when the United States intelligence said, hey, Assad is using chemical weapons on his own people. And so I guess that's my concern with her is, does she know the difference between the good guys and the bad guys? And will our allies feel some hesitation in sharing their intelligence with us, knowing her previous statements and beliefs?
Well, I look at the national security zone as a whole team. I have a lot of confidence in the national security advisor, Mr. Walls. I have a high level of confidence in Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who I actually interviewed this week for 30 minutes, and he gave me just a lot of hope for what he's planning to do as Secretary of State and what he's already doing. I think Trump himself, you know, is hyper-focused on these issues right now, whether it's dealing with the hostage situation in the Middle East, this bringing the guy home, Fogel, from Russia last night and using that as the pivot point to start to wind down hostilities in Europe. So I think the whole team is actually really good. And Trump is the kind of leader who brings disparate voices into a team. And I've kind of personally witnessed him listen to a lot of voices and make decisions. I don't really have any fears about his level of engagement in decision making here. But again, I think he's the kind of president that tends to attract a lot of broad views. And, you know, he's not a doctrinaire anything. And he has built this elastic government that has everybody in it from Russ Vogt at OMB to RFK Jr., you know, at HHS. I mean, it's a broad party and a broad coalition now. And when you have a broadness that he has built, you're going to have some people in it that aren't traditional Republicans. And that's what Gabbard is. But look, she served our country. And anytime you put on the uniform, I tend to want to give you the benefit of the doubt because of what you've done in your military service.
Does it? Well, same thing with Pete Hegseth. But does it necessarily mean that they are qualified to run these departments?
Well, I think they are qualified. Number one, you know, the national intelligence position by statute. I mean, I think Congress envisioned someone who's got experience dealing with these kinds of matters, and certainly as Lieutenant Colonel, she does. And also, she's a former member of Congress. I mean, remember, she's not a stranger to Washington or the bureaucracy of Washington. So I think she is qualified. You can quibble with her views, and that's perfectly acceptable for a senator to do. I think she's qualified. Hegseth is a non-traditional pick, but I would just submit that Trump's a non-traditional president, and people didn't elect him to maintain the status quo. They elected him to shake up Washington, and I've not had a high level of confidence, frankly, in the Pentagon bureaucracy for the last 4 years under Biden. I mean, these are the people that led the botched Afghanistan withdrawal and had some other issues over there. I think they need a different set of eyes, and again, I look at it as a team. I think the team they're putting around Hegseth is also good. I think the team in the White House is good. And so on qualifications, yes. And remember, when you're a political appointee, the qualifications are, does the President of the United States have confidence in you to carry out his agenda? You serve at the pleasure of the president. We elect a president to decide who's qualified to do this. And so the answer to your question is flatly, yes, he's qualified because Donald Trump thinks so.
Yeah, and Donald Trump made some comments this week that I actually am glad someone in his position said, which is when he saw some of the hostages that were released by Hamas, the Israeli hostages, that they looked like they had survived, were Holocaust victims. I mean, awful. And said, how is this acceptable? This can't be acceptable. So in that sense, I was glad he brought that out there to the forefront, that the conditions, the torture, the starvation that these Israeli hostages had to endure. Then he said, if you know, about the hostages being released and the ceasefire, that there would be hell to pay if they weren't released by this weekend. Do you know what he meant and who he was talking to by those statements?
Well, my assumption is that he was talking directly to Hamas. And they need to be dealt with sternly. And I think one of the problems with this is that usually Hamas, I mean, what they have come to understand is that they can make deals and break deals, and then the rest of the world tends to placate them. That's over. I think what Trump was communicating is that's over. We're not placating you anymore. Number one, you're savages, and you're rapists, and you're murderers, and you're kidnappers, and you don't deserve any credibility on the world stage. Number two, you lost the war. Israel defeated you. And that's why we have a ceasefire. That's why you came begging to the table for a ceasefire. You don't get to dictate the terms anymore. But when you look at those videos that you mentioned and you see what they did to these...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hostages. I think that's the best of it. This is the best group they could have released, and they don't want to release any more. Because the next group will look even worse, or they won't be alive. And Hamas doesn't want to do it. They don't want to admit what they've done to these people, not only in terms of their captivity, but this, you know, PR spectacle they put them through when they release them. And I think Donald Trump is right to play rough with them, and I think they're in full consultation with our ally here, Israel. And my hope and prayer is that if Hamas doesn't release all the hostages this weekend, that the United States and Israel agree that the rest of these terrorists will be wiped out. I don't think there's any more deals to be made. There's no more conversations to be had. How do you negotiate with people who have repeatedly shown you they're not trustworthy? And they're still holding hostages and the remains of hostages. What's stopping them from releasing them all today? Nothing, nothing other than the fact that they don't want to. So why would we try to, you know, let them dictate the terms of this engagement? I certainly wouldn't, and I don't think Trump is either.
Talking with Scott Jennings here on KMOX, and it's been getting a lot of attention, an exchange that you had this week on the evening CNN show with Abby Phillips about some of these executive orders which have been taken to court, and they have been at least blocked temporarily. And there is this feeling, and even J.D. Vance tweeted that basically the president should be able to do what he wants regardless of what these judges say. Do you really believe that Donald Trump should bypass judges' orders or whatever their rulings are to just do whatever he wants to do?
So here's what I believe. Number one, I don't believe an individual district court judge anywhere in the United States should be able to issue a ruling to effectively commandeer the entire executive branch, which is run by the president, who we elect. They shouldn't be able to do that. I think for years, Republicans have worried about this idea of individual district court judges being able to issue injunctions that apply nationally and that effectively grind the executive branch to a halt. We've been talking about this for a long time. So, for instance, this judge in Rhode Island who gave $700,000 to Sheldon Whitehouse and who, decides to, you know, try to stop Donald Trump from acting, or this activist judge in New York, same thing. What I believe is they according to the Constitution, in my view, and Vance agrees, that that particular individual lower court judge does not have more power than the president. What I think is the Supreme Court ought to be the final arbiter here. So while I don't think an individual district court judge should be able to set broad policy for the United States, I do think the Supreme Court should be able to be the final word. So what I hope is that we get to a place here where these district court judges aren't allowed to grind the government to a halt, but we expedite these questions. And there are questions. I fully admit that there's questions of constitutionality and legality here. They need to be expedited to the Supreme Court, because I think these activist judges are simply trying to tie Trump up for 4 years, keep him from governing until we get on to the next administration. To me, that totally violates the spirit of an election. Otherwise, why did we have an election if we're just going to tie up the president for 4 years? Let's just send this stuff right to the Supreme Court and let them make the decision. To me, that's what the Constitution calls for, and I don't think an individual nameless partisan district judge in Rhode Island ought to have effectively more power than the duly elected president of the United States.
Well, there are partisan conservative judges, too. Would you be saying this if the Supreme Court were 6-3 liberal and not 6-3 conservative?
No, I believe the Constitution is quite clear about the role of the Supreme Court, and I don't believe, no matter who the president is, that an individual, you know, there's 300 and something district court judges. The president is one person, and all executive power, according to the Constitution, is vested in the president, not the president sharing that power with 300 individual district court judges. So what I don't like are these individual judges substituting their political judgment for Donald Trump's. I want to see this stuff go right to the Supreme Court. They're supposed to be the final arbiter. More than anything, the people decided the direction of the government, and the government can't move in that direction if you have one judge somewhere saying we're going to tie this up for the next 2 or 3 years. That's lunacy. Let's just go right to the Supreme Court. And Trump, by the way, in the Oval Office yesterday, said he will go to court, he will appeal. So he's going to follow all the norms here. He's going to follow all the rules. But I do think it's kind of crazy that we had an election, and all of a sudden, 3 weeks in, you know, you've already got the administration in court and effectively unable to enact the agenda on which he clearly ran. He ran on all this stuff. He didn't hide the ball on anything, and the people voted for it. And now we got to fight it out in court. I'd like to see it at the Supreme Court sooner rather than later.
I just had my quick question, so you know where I'm coming from, Scott. I was a Christian, conservative, homeschooled Midwesterner. So you know where I'm coming from, and I've been very concerned with process. So when I see Donald Trump and Elon Musk kind of bulldozing their way through institutional norms, my first thought is, why can't AOC and George Soros do this a few years down the road, since Trump's kind of paved the way?
Well, I would argue that they already have. I mean, I think during the Biden years, they violated norm after norm. I mean, does anybody remember Joe Biden say, the Supreme Court tried to stop me, but I did it anyway? I mean, these guys invented the busting of norms. They went around process. I mean, I feel like we're all having amnesia about what happened during
also,
the Biden
he just tried,
years.
Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but he just tried different legal paths to see if there was a different way. He was told by the Supreme Court he couldn't do it the way he wanted to do it, so he tried to find a more focused, different path. It's not like he said, oh, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, he may have been inarticulate over Twitter or whatever, but legally, he didn't really do that.
Well, he tried every which way he could find to use executive power to do something, spending billions upon billions of dollars that had not been appropriated by the U.S. Congress. That is what effectively that he did. And his words were not tweeted. They were said out loud on numerous occasions. It was one of the calling cards of his campaign while it still existed, that I will literally defy the Supreme Court to enact, your will, which in that case, he thought the will was to try to relieve student debt. But my point is this. I think we're well outside norms from the previous administration. And I don't think there's really anything wrong with Trump trying to act within the power that he thinks he has. And I also don't think there's anything wrong with that being tested in court. But I also don't believe it should be tied up for years waiting. Why don't we just go to the Supreme Court now? Because individual district court judges should not be setting broad policy for the United States. The Supreme Court should be the final arbiter. And that's where this ought to land. But it ought to come sooner rather than later. I think people are impatient. They voted for change. They voted against the status quo. And I think these individual judges are trying to maintain the status quo just long enough to get Trump out of office. To me, that totally violates the spirit of an election.
Scott Jennings, we appreciate your time. It's good to have a conversation with you for the first time, and I know that you are very much excited about pitchers and catchers in Jupiter, Florida today.
Let me just say, I think the pitching is going to be better than I was. I think it's going to be okay. I'm a little worried about the run scoring, and I'm a little worried about losing a lot of 3-2 games. So let's keep a good thought for the offense this year.
All right, I'll tell you what, if they can't pitch this year, you know who we're coming after. It's you, because you're the one who said
I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised by the pitching staff. We got to score some runs. It's a run scoring league. We got to score some runs. So let's go do it. Let's blow everybody's minds and have a great season.
Scott Jennings, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Alrighty.
That is senior CNN political analyst Scott Jennings with us here on KMOX. Your thoughts are always welcome. 314-436-7900. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.